This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So, you know, I know this conjures up images of, you know, somebody sitting in their mom's basement playing video games and eating potato chips at 2 in the morning. When you hear that a large percentage of parents are still supporting adult children, but I think that maybe that's not always the case. Maybe it's a fact that the kids have maybe have moved out, but expenses are more than they expected, and occasionally they're still coming to mom and dad and asking for help. We've got Tom Graffio on the phone with us this morning. He is, among other things, a certified financial planner, founder of Dove Investment Research and Management. Tom, welcome to the show.
Mark, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you for giving us a minute this morning. You know, the number is what shocked me, that half of Americans are still supporting adult children.
That's true. So let's put that in numbers. That's about 60 million adult parents are supporting their kids. 60 million. And this number is staggering, that it's close to $1,400 per month. So that's much more than just keeping them on your, you know, cell phone plan and having the family plan. It's a lot more than that.
I have so many questions. So first of all, do we know ages? Like, are we talking like 20-year-olds or are we talking 40-year-olds? And the other question I would have, when you're talking about that figure, $1,400 a month, I mean, that's significant. I initially thought this was maybe someone who switched career paths and they were trying to figure things out, so they moved back in with their mom and dad temporarily. But it almost sounds like, no, maybe they're still living on their own in an apartment and the parents are just paying for every month they're paying the rent.
It is across the board. It could be rent, it's food, it's a variety of things. So yes, it's much more than just, you know, basics. And yes, it is a very real trend. And it is, last week I had it in my office. I had an 84-year-old woman, and I'm like, what are you doing still working? And come to find out that she's living with her 32-year-old grandson, and they're trying to make it work. And I'm like, looking at the grandson, you've got to go out there and get a better job and get a second and third job, because your 84-year-old mom needs to stop working, okay? So yeah. It is a real issue.
Well, you know, I briefly worked in the financial services realm, Tom, and I know that you're dealing with people all the time trying to help them prepare for retirement. But my guess is most of these people didn't look at their retirement expenses and add in $1,400 a month for a child still being supported.
The impact on it is really significant, Mark. I mean, when we take that $1,400 and whatever it is in each family, right, because it was a case-by-case situation when we work with people on financial plans, parents know they need a financial plan and they want to retire. And when we take that $1,400 a month or whatever the number is, apply it to their retirement, and they find out, you mean I can retire 5 years earlier, 8 years earlier?
Right.
The wheels start spinning. So yes, absolutely, it's a real thing. And the hardest thing for the parents often is like beginning the conversation, like, how do we stop? How do we stop? And sometimes I'm like, blame me. You know, I'll take the heat. Blame me. And that, even like last week when I said, bring your grandson in, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Is there ever an acceptable circumstance where you feel like you would say it's justified for parents to be supporting their adult children?
I think there certainly is. Look, if there's a tragic accident or if there's some sort of health event or medical issue or something like that, yeah, sure. I mean, they're family, right? But even if you start in that situation, Tim, you got to start with, you know, and I tell this to everyone, okay, set time frames. Mm-hmm. Great. We'll help you for 3 months. We'll help you for 6 months. The problem is your heart is loving towards your kids, and you want to start and you want to help them, and you can help them. Like, I can do this for a while. You think as a parent, like, I'm going to do this for a while. The kids sometimes think, this problem is solved. I don't have to deal with this anymore.
that's very true. Yeah, I mean, you can buy long-term care insurance. You can't buy long-term kid insurance, right?
Well, if I'd be a top salesman, I think I'd do if I could find it. Yeah.
no kidding. Tom, we appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Mark and Kim, thanks for letting me share some time with you. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Interesting conversation and an uncomfortable one. If you've got to have that conversation with your adult child, everybody needs help occasionally. And I get that.
I mean, I
don't think anybody, but this clearly speaks to a bigger problem.
When I lost my job at KMOV, I wasn't able to afford rent. I didn't know how long it would take me to get a job.
Right.
So I ended up moving in with my parents. So I would have been in my really early 30s at that point when I moved in with my parents. I was there for about 6 or 7 months because I got engaged shortly after, and my husband and I decided not to live together until we were married. So as soon as we got married, I moved in. But I mean, yeah, my parents supported me. I wasn't paying rent or anything. I would help around the house and stuff, but that was huge for me. But it was also, I think there's an understanding in my family where we know we're all...
You got family. You got to have family, right?
But my parents also know I'm driven and I'll figure it out. And then I'm not just, I hate to use the word leech, but I'm not a leech. And I'm not just going to expect that this is an indefinite thing where, oh, mom and dad, you're going to help me forever.
Right.
But I mean, now like that time was amazing. I can't imagine not having that time with him now.
It's a good point. And they were thankful that Michael came along when he did.
Probably that too. That's right. I got out of their basement.
I'm just kidding you.
No, that's probably fair.
You know I'm just kidding you. That's great. Hey, tell you what, coming up, we're going to talk to Ashley Smith-Thomas about the arrest of that illegal down in New Mexico who happened to be living in like the pool house of a judge or a former judge down there. My guess is Tom Homan's going to be talking about that. They're getting ready to have a press briefing in the White House here in a few minutes. We'll dip into that, too, as we can. Our Annie Fry's there on site this morning covering the 100 days for President Donald Trump. We'll be right back.